albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Well, as that fine lady just told you, it is the second hour of the Earshot 20. If you missed the first hour of the program, or you're not really sure what this is, we'll tell you, but the first hour of the program and subsequent programs, if you haven't caught up on all the shows, I don't expect for you to go back and listen to all 160 some plus episodes. But if you want to go back and have a listen, we're on radioforall.net and you can podcast the show through iTunes. That goes for the first hour of this show as well. Now, we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Who are we? Well, we're Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
Who are we?
No, well, I said we're about to, so then I was trying to... I don't know what I was doing there, but whatever. It happened, so I'm not taking it out. And we're about to count down the top 10 albums. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where the charts come from.
Yeah, you go check it all out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, brought to you by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. And every single week on Tuesday evening, you'll find the entire National Top 50. We just brought you number 20 to number 11, but you'll find the full list there as curated and created by over 30 campus community radio stations who submit their own top 30 charts, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, interviews, reviews, and a lot more. So go check all that out now. And you'd also find the number 11 to 20 that you potentially just heard or potentially just missed. It included Mono, Yukon Blonde, Babysitter, Battles, Old Man, Ludica, Gregory Pepper and His Problems, Braids, Ra Ra, Slim Twig, and Fake Tears. You also find links where you can go check out all those records on your own time in full.
When you're off script, you're so creative. It's just so good. Did a good job there, Brian.
Thanks, Dad.
And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. We'll play something from your latest release. We'll give you an interview, package it all as a feature, and it will be part of one of our upcoming programs. So please get in touch with us if you haven't done so already. I actually have it on good authority that there are quite a few local groups that are starting to get the creative juices flowing, and that there will be some new music coming out locally in St. John, but we want to hear from everybody across Canada, and so we'd love to feature you. Please get in touch with us to do so. Top 10. Here it comes your way, as well as some more music news, and Brian will have a look a little later on at some of the albums debuting below the top 20. Are there any debuts in the top 10, Brian?
There's no debuts, but there's a record that debuted last week that you're going to hear in this set of tunes.
Oh, my prediction came true. Look.
Yeah.
It's a week late, but my prediction came true. Okay, go ahead.
All right, at number 10, dropping just one spot this week is Hagface. The latest is called R.I.P. You're going to hear Fern Gully. Then at number 9 this week, up from number 26, and a debut the week before that, is Curta Pirot from the album Roses on Dare to Care. You're going to hear a track called Carry On, the lead track from that record. And at number 20 last week, number 8 this week, it is No Aloha on Poncho Records. Their latest record is called No Problemo, and you're going to hear a track called Main Squeeze.
Curta Pirot. That was my prediction. That was my
Why
one
are you proud
week.
Of yourself? You were wrong.
No, but it made it on, so I'm still proud. I can be proud. Do you remember this movie, Fern Gully?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie. Probably a great song, too. Here it is right now, Fern Gully, Hagface, your number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
We sat on the edge of worlds today. The light of the sun downs on my fade. Our souls we bear. You promised to love me for some time. So don't let me fall, don't let me fall. Let the night time come its way. Don't let me fall, don't let me fall your way. And carry.
Yeah.
That was Main Squeeze by No Aloha, closing out that set of tunes, the lead one on our second hour as we count down the top 10 of the Earshot 20. And No Aloha at number 8. Up for number 20 is the latest record, No Problemo. At number 9, up for number 26, Curdy Puyat's latest into the program for the first time, and it is called Roses. You heard it, Carry On. And we kicked it off this week with Fern Gully. At number 10, down just one spot this week, is R.I.P., the latest record from Hagface.
Hey, it's the second hour of the program, and we've had some great music come along the charts over the last hour or so. Remember, if you missed the first hour of the program, which includes our great music news, you can go to radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes to pick that up. In this hour, we've got more music news with our friend and senior editor of Exclaim magazine, Stephen Karlick, and that all kicks off with some news about Arcade Fire.
Yes, Arcade Fire are still sort of basking in the glory of their 2013 record Reflector. They recently premiered their documentary, The Reflector Tapes, at the Toronto International Film Festival, and announced plans to release album outtakes as a 7-inch single. Now the band have revealed further plans to issue a special deluxe edition of the LP. Originally released as a double LP, Reflector will now also be accompanied by 5 previously unreleased songs, including the 2 that are going to be on that 7-inch that I mentioned, as well as a new remix of Flashbulb Eyes. It's due out on September 25th. That same additional material will get a standalone release in cassette form, which is interesting. It'll also be called The Reflector Tapes, and the retro-inspired release will be available on October 16th. That documentary, The Reflector Tapes, hits theaters on September 23rd. And at Exclaim.ca, you can see the track listing for the forthcoming deluxe content, as well as the cassette and the 7-inch, and an exclusive clip from the forthcoming documentary.
Well, and hopefully this is just to tie people over until they get some new music out, but enough to tie them over for a little while anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a combined story to round out this hour, and it's news about Viet Cong, the ongoing controversy that is that seems to be Viet Cong.
Yeah, so it's been a whirlwind couple of weeks for the band. Here at Exclaim, we published a piece written by April Aliermo of the band Hooded Fang, also of Phaedra, who wrote a very impassioned, well-written, well-informed piece in which she interviewed a number of people from the Vietnamese community, from the music community, from anti-racist organizations and such, putting together quite an argument about why Viet Cong should change their name, why it's offensive, and especially how it's been handled by her Canadian music peers, especially the white ones who tend to brush it off and say, no big deal. The story did make the rounds. It got shared by quite a few, especially Canadian publications and American publications, to the point that Viet Cong, the band, who I'm going to refer to for simplicity's sake as Viet Cong here, but who have now agreed to change their band name. In a letter posted to Facebook on September 19th, the Calgary post-punk quartet wrote that their emphasis is on playing music and that they don't want to associate themselves with the past atrocities of the Viet Cong, a guerrilla group that was active during the Vietnam War. The band had apparently already been planning to change their name for the next record, and now they've confirmed that they will not be performing under the name Viet Cong any longer. They haven't confirmed a new name yet, but evidently they will be careful when choosing it. They made a full statement, which I won't read here, it's too long, but you can read it at exclaim.ca, where the band only sort of half apologize, but do talk about how this isn't the hill that they're going to die on. They're not going to argue for why this should be named Viet Cong. They are going to change it. Earlier this year, the band admitted that they didn't know the full significance of their name when they picked it 3 years ago, although they made some comments in interviews where they talked about why they don't want to change it and what they think about responses to it that have been, depending on your view, a little bit troubling. The band, as I mentioned in the first half of the show, were shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize. They were one of the 10 shortlisted nominees for the award. But it all led to some pretty big tension at the Polaris Music Gala on September 21st, where audible boos were heard from the crowd early in the night when host Fred Penner said their name. The tension continued to rise until Wolf Parade and Operators frontman Dan Bochner introduced the band. He described a, quote, mountain of ink, Twitter posts, conversations, public and private, arguments, a mountain of words, hurt, crazy accusations, regret, end quote, about the band's name. He said, quote, it's time for understanding, it's time to heal up, because the world is a dark place, and then referred to the band not as Viet Cong, but as Matt, Monty, Danny, and Mike, the 4 band members' names. Apparently the words didn't exactly sit well with John McCurley, who co-runs Double Double Land in Toronto, a venue here, and recently spoke with Exclaim through April for her long-form piece about why he finds their name insulting. At the Players Gala, he was part of a group who created and disseminated some anti-Viet Cong t-shirts, one of which was worn by presenter Simone Schmidt. While on stage, McCurley made a series of Facebook posts in which he described a verbal spat he had with the members of Viet Cong and Bochner outside of the venue. Again, these are too long for me to repeat on air. And both sides got into seemingly what sounds like a pretty vehement argument back and forth. So it seems like this is still kind of ongoing. It got to a point where it compelled Devojka, another member of Dan Bochner's Operators band, to take to the band's Twitter and get involved, talk about Dan's lack of apology at the Polaris Prize and how it wasn't his job to apologize on behalf of the band. But it is, I mean, this is some deep stuff and deserves your eyes and your attention. Head to exclaim.ca, you can see all the stuff surrounding it. And do make sure, if you haven't already, to read April Aliermo's piece about her original piece about why the band should change their name. It is important stuff, not to leave on that heavy note, but this is stuff that you should read about.
Yeah, take it all in. It's interesting. It's in the stuff you guys have at Exclaim is informative. It's a shame that it has to come to something like this for the band and for everyone else involved, because it seems like such a great evening to then have something like this kind of be an overtone for the awards show. Is kind of, you know, I feel like it might bring some spirits down, but it is important definitely to talk about, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, here at Exclaim, we've supported the band, we like their music, but it has taken a very long time, and perhaps too much pressure took a very long time for them to admit any wrongdoing and as well as changing the band name. So we'll see.
Yes, we'll see what happens for sure. And as Steven said, you can head to exclaim.ca and check all of that out. Read up, my friends, read up. All right, we are going to get to your song pick of the week now, Steven. And as always, we thank you for joining us and bringing us all the great music news.
Thank you. My song pick this week is from an up-and-coming Toronto rapper. He goes by the name Claremont II, and just this past week, he released a second mixtape to follow up his first very acclaimed mixtape titled Project 2. His latest one is just simply called A Mixtape by Claremont II, and this is the intro track from it. It's called Cola's Intro, produced by Denzel Foster and Thomas McElroy. It has that kind of early 2000s hip-hop sound that you don't hear anymore. Very celebratory, very brash. It's a lot of fun. It's called Cola's Intro. It's by Claremont II, and it's on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Ow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a mixtape by Claremont II. I am your host. Cola, a wife taker, the OBGMs, it's a West End thing, it's a game, show. Let's get into this music. I'm too sexy for 9 to 5. Man, I got it from grip to switch to nightlife. Me and my clique be sipping my ties, getting pure chips like wealthy white guys. Almost famous, no doubt I could taste it. So toast to haters who twist up their faces. All y'all lames need to up your game. I get out rhyme y'all chumps, y'all get slumped the same. Rep the west side every chance I get. Done no western road, stay lit. From Edgerton to Ave, the kid of Lawrence down to Jane Strip. Rexdale, Jane and Finch, the same ish. Funny how lace fronts just came and went. Hoes with hairlines pushed back, it's hilarious, right? Look, I never really care if I'm like, just so long as my appearance is tight. Wife taker, you should know that it's Cola Corral. And on the pop lock and drop tracks is wild. Steady plotting, man, the whole crew mob is just ride around and getting it from spring to the autumn. Winter time, I'm laid up in the cut, chilling, hibernating with my hands on my nuts. It ain't slacking if my Mac game is up, and that's probably why these lames can't touch and they suck. So what's up?
Yeah. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for an in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Cœur de Pirate, Metric, The Libertines, Carly Rae Jepsen, Beach House, Fiddler, Fred Penner, and more, including our annual Hangout Handbook, your guide to the coolest stuff in your city. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
And the new one into the program is Resistance from the Soul Jazz Orchestra, their latest record on Do Right Music at number 6, down from number 4. And you heard a track from that one called Soleil Couchant. Beach House as well with Beyond Love at number 7. Sitting Still is their latest on Sub Pop Records called Depression Cherry. And we also heard from Stephen Karlick of Exclaim. Again, this week he brought us a new track from Claremont II and his new mixtape. It is pretty cool. 17-year-old Toronto MC, and we heard a track called Cola's Intro.
Yeah, pretty awesome stuff right there, and a big thanks again to Stephen for joining us on the program. Every week he brings us music news, and you can check it out, exclaim.ca. A few more tracks to bring you, including two more right now before we get to the lowdown, and that's your number 5 and your number 4. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in those spots.
All right, it was last week's number two and number two for a couple of weeks, but now falling down to number five is Mac DeMarco. His latest sort of mini LP is called Another One. You're going to hear a track called No Other Heart. And Teen Days at number four, up from number six. Their latest is called Morning World, and you're going to hear a track called Pink.
Number 4.
It's the Year Shot 20.
Coming our way from Paper Bag Records, it is Teen Days with Morning World at number 4, up 2 spots this week, and the track called Pink. And kicking off that set of tunes was No Other Heart by Mac DeMarco. His latest LP is called Another One, and it drops from number 2 to number 5.
There you go. We have a few more tracks before we round out this hour of the program. But before we get to that, we're going to... You just get a little scared.
Aggressive. Yeah. I don't know. I just fumbled my notes.
We're going to get to a segment that we bring you every week, and it is look at what is debuting below the top 20. Brian's going to give you the lowdown.
We're rolling with the 6 debuts below the top 20 this week, half Canadian, half American releases. We kick it off with the Standstills from The Devil's Porch is their latest, and it is our lowest debut at number 46. One spot up from there is Kurt Vile with a new one on Matador called Believe I'm Going Down. At number 43 is the latest record from Home Shake called Midnight Snack, and Colin Linden is in at number 42 with Rich in Love. We skip all the way to number 23 with the latest from US Girls on 4AD. It is called Half Free, and our highest debut this week is at number 22. It is from Foles, and it's called What Went Down.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. So there you go, look at some of the albums. Do you have any predictions as to any of those that might make it onto the top 20?
Oh, I don't know, it's hard to say. Just leave it.
You say that every time. You've never
sometimes I'm willing to commit, but you know, you just never know sometimes.
All right, well, I'll give you that this week. We've got 3 more tracks to bring you before we round out the top 10 and all of the top 20 for this week, and that all gets kicked off with your number 3.
All right, our number 3 and our number 1 sits still this week, but we do have a new and number 2. You'll hear it right after number 3. Frog Eyes from Pick Pockets, Lock It On Paper Bag. Here's a track called The Demon Runner.
Up their courts and hiked out to personal missions. Webs made of light spun from the belief in a pureness of visions. If there's one thing I could just say to you, you're a demonic vision. The boom boom runs a line. The carrier, the crashed in line, was made to fly and enhance your time to the days and the ways of your staked paradise. Where is the gold in the station naval prison? Where is the sparkle in the refracting naval prism? Demons run, we'll sprint into first position. A demon, I name you alone, and I eject you from all my decisions. The boom boom runs a line. The carrier that crashed in line was made to fly and enhance your time to the days and the waves of your state paradise. As if anyone had a stick in your claim to the days and the waves of your state's paradise. As if the highways rolled themselves out onto your
sure.
Earshot 20. Number 2.
For forces from above deny you the right to be free in your own way. Forces from above love. The camps of the world.
It's the Earshot 20.
And sitting still again at the top of the charts this week, it is Destroyer. His latest record is coming on our way from Merge, and it is called Poison Season. You just heard a track called Forces from Above. Runabuck by Lindy Ortega before that, number two, up from number five. And then her latest is called Faded Gloryville. And sitting still at number three, it was Frog Eyes from Pickpockets Locket. You heard The Demon Runner.
And there you go. That does it for another countdown. I'm Anthony M and Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And we do this every week. We count down the national top 20 from the national top 50 of earshot-online.com. The show is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And we broadcast here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before sending out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast us through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around because, well, stick around for more great programming, but also join us next week for a brand new countdown. Now, here it is. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.